Julie Roginski, there was institutional lying about Biden's fitness from Dems. By Ian Hanchett on December 20, 2024. On Thursday's broadcast of CNN Newsnight, Lift Our Voices co-founder and Democratic strategist Julie Roginski reacted to reporting in the Wall Street Journal about how the White House functioned with a diminished Biden in charge by stating that the cover-up on Biden's capabilities was an example of people institutionally lying to the American people. And you have a lot of Democrats now, me included, who are pretty sick of the institution and trusting people in the institution. Roginski stated, relevant remarks begin around 1835, that Biden had a very successful tenure. I think, on policy, as a Democrat, he had a very successful 4 years. She continued, but there is a bigger problem here. And that is that I think Democrats are at the point where Republicans might have been right after the Bush election, or after the Bush term was up, which is that I think Democrats are starting to mistrust their institutions. And this goes back to a bipartisan effort to lie us into the Iraq War. Not just by George Bush, but also by a lot of Democrats. It has to do with the fact that Barack Obama did not hold anybody accountable after the 2008 crisis, which also happened on George Bush's watch. But he became president, he never threw a hostage on the tarmac from Wall Street. You saw the rise of Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, as a result of that, and you saw a lot of institutional Democrats, me included, saying, no, 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 this is not the time, we have to stick with the institution. And I think you have a lot of Democrats now, me included, who are pretty sick of the institution and trusting people in the institution. And this is just one example, the most recent example, I think, of people institutionally lying to the American people. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.